buy more?
Well, just next door. Just go over next door.
Oh, next door. I thought you said store. To see if I could get them to cut my grass.
Oh, okay, but you want to do it. You just want to get
there. Are there more?
Okay.
Borrow.
You might say in the 1930s money was...
scarce.
Was, huh?
I mean...
Do you ever have a place around here where you can swim? Did y'all go swimming?
Yes.
Didn't you swim?
No. No. I'd get in the water with my young'un so as I could watch her.
Uh-huh.
But John was an excellent swimmer, and he tried to teach her and did teach her, and she didn't like it. And after her daughter got grown, well, she became one of the dolphins at YWCA. And she taught, that's the expert swimmers, and they had all kinds of formations, you know. And she taught swimming.
Huh, that's neat. What do you call it when somebody jumped off head first?
You'd dives.
Say, okay. And if he did it yesterday, you'd say yesterday he...
dived, dove off.
Okay. And if you dive in the water and you land on your stomach and you hit the water flat, what do you call that?
Belly dive.
Okay. And you might say the kids are out on the grass turning...
somersault.
If you buy something or pay your bill, sometimes the storekeeper will give you a little something extra.
Uh-huh.
What do you call that something extra?
You got a prize for paying your bill on time. Or
anybody ever do that around here?
Used to, but not anymore.
Yeah.
No. You don't get your money's worth half the time.
Really?
no, at my grocery store, I trade by the month.
Mm-hmm.
Not many places you can do that,
yeah.
You know. But I've been trading, well, nearly 50 years from this same family. Now, this one's Daddy, and this one went to school with my daughter. Still runs it, see. And he'll always say, get you some chewing gum, get you. And he'll hold up, you know, if there's anybody in there. And I'll get me 3 packages of gum. And sometimes he'll say, here, I want you to taste these best apples we've had in a long time.
Oh, that's not what somebody tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like half the time with produce, when you buy it, you can't always tell if it's going to be any good or not.
But you know, he told me, I said, Marvin, you shouldn't do that. I get full-face value for my money. He said, I know it, but I know what you do with your money, too. He said, I know you've got one old lady that you nearly feed.
Mm-hmm.
Half of your grocery bill goes to her.
This lady next door here?
No, I did. She gets a pretty good income now. I kept after till she gets her veterans and she gets his Social Security.
That's good.
And then I took her down and made her take that boy as a dependent.
Yeah.
Well, he's a retarded child. I said, you're entitled to it.
That's right.
She gets 3 pensions now.
And he's a grown man and he eats.
Sure.
What a grown man eats, I guess.
Right, and he's 50-odd years old, big fat guy, and he eats much one meal. You and I'd eat 2 or 3.
Yeah.
And Marvin says, I know what you do with your money. And we paid the last payment on their house for him. Mr. Willie got sick and couldn't work, and John said, now we've got to do something. And he and I'd go then cut the yard. She'd sit and watch us mow.
Well, I think that was awful nice of you all, but I don't understand that. I mean, I don't understand it, her.
No. But it was real good. It was a good relation because he appreciated it. She did, too.
Yeah, yeah.
She's